This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. Harvard University reports that close to half its students are making A's. More than 90% of the seniors who graduated last spring graduated with honors. According to the Boston Globe, lots of good colleges and universities are very generous with honors, and grades are inflated almost everywhere, but still, Harvard stands out. We called Susan Peterson, who is Dean of Undergraduate Education at Harvard. Dean Peterson, is it possible to do badly at Harvard?
Yes, of course it is possible to do badly. We do have students who have academic difficulties, of course, but it's important to bear in mind that we do have a student body that competes extraordinarily hard to get here, and they are an exceptionally talented student body. So most students don't spend a lot of their secondary school years trying to get into Harvard to decide that they're going to do badly once they get here.
But why does everyone get good grades?
Everyone doesn't get good grades, but most of our students get grades in the B and A range, as we have said. There are a number of reasons for that, and I think the first thing I should say is that the reason we're discussing this right now is that we are concerned about it. We think it's important that we give grades that support our pedagogical mission, and so we are having a faculty review and a faculty-wide discussion about this right now. The upward trend in grades, I think, stems from a number of factors. One is certainly that we have very talented students, and they get better. And if we apply constant standards to our students, we will get steadily increasing numbers of students getting A's and A minuses. So partly I think we need to be very reflective about our grading standards and actually continue to raise the bar, which is rather hard to do, but is important because that's what intellectual progress would really be about.
You're considering the possibility that it might, you might want to restore some elements of grading on the curve?
I think certainly there are courses here that already do grade on a curve, and in many of our large courses we watch very carefully to make sure that there's an appropriate distribution of grades. We aren't at a stage where we are talking about introducing curves or anything like that. We're at a stage where we wish to articulate and discuss common understandings of what our grades mean.
Do you hear anything from students who really are doing quite remarkable work that they feel as though they're being lumped in with people who are not working as hard or doing as well as they are? I mean, do students themselves welcome the fact that there are so many people making A's, or does it distress them?
We hear a variety of things from students, and I think the first thing to point out is that grades vary a great deal by things like class size. If you were to talk to undergraduates in the foundational courses in the sciences, they would be very offended by the suggestion that they are getting inflated grades. Those courses tend to be large. They tend to be graded through examinations. They often are graded on a curve. The students work incredibly hard in those courses, and they feel they earn their grades. So I think they would not say that their grades are inflated. I think there's a range of courses here as in other places, and in some courses grading is easier than in other courses, and there's probably an underground student awareness of that. But on the whole, my view is that students work very hard here, but they also believe that their grades should mean something. And so we want to arrest this upward trend. But at the same time, we want to stick by some of the commitments we've made to our students to small group instruction and to close work with faculty.
Dean Peterson, thank you very much for talking to us.
Oh, you're quite welcome.
Susan Peterson, she is Dean of Undergraduate Education at Harvard. She's also a professor of history there.